Greenko Group, India and SQO's most funded renewable energy company, is set to acquire a stake in a large hydropower project that was developed in a public-private partnership and has been dogged by controversies, VC Circle has learned. Hyderabad-based Greenko, backed by Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund JIC and Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, is to buy a stake in Teesta-Oya Limited, which operates a 1,200-megawatt, MW, power plant in North Sikkim. The Sikkim government owns a tad above 60% stake in Teesta-Oya while five private sector companies own the rest. The Sikkim government is not selling its stake, a top state official told VC Circle, asking not to be named. And NBSP. This means that Greenko will most likely buy the stake from one of Teesta and SQO's other minority investors. Teesta and SQO's largest minority stakeholder is Singapore-based Asian Genco Private Limited, with a stake of almost 25%, according to the power company and SQO's annual report for 2018-19. Asian Genco is a private equity-backed company that has been embroiled in its own legal battles over corporate governance issues. Teesta and SQO's other shareholders include Mumbai-listed power trading company PTC India Limited with a stake of 5.62%, and Delhi-registered companies Athena Projects Private Limited, Apple Power Private Limited and Indus Clean Energy, India, Private Limited. The stake being bought and the valuation at which the deal is likely to be sown is not clear. But Greenko is likely to pick up a stake of at least 10% and up to 40% as stake sales by government bodies usually call for open tenders rather than bilateral deals. There have been only a handful of hydropower transactions in the country. The last significant deal was struck 5 years ago when JSW Group bought assets of debt-laden JP Group. That transaction was valued at $1.4 billion for assets comprising 1,400 megawatts capacity. Given the debt and equity on the books of Teesta-Oya, it is likely to command an enterprise valuation of around 12,000 crore, $1.6 billion. A questionnaire to Greenko and Asian Genco remained unanswered. Multiple attempts to reach senior officials at Teesta-Oya failed, too. And NBSP. Teesta and SQO's troubles. The Teesta project is the largest hydroelectric plant in Sikkim. It has faced a lot of controversy ever since the state government awarded it to Teesta-Oya, which allegedly had suspect credentials, in 2012. Some news reports have previously alleged that the supposed irregularity had involved prominent politicians and bureaucrats of the day, though VC Circle cannot independently verify the authenticity of these claims. The project was initially awarded to Athena, which then promoted a special purpose vehicle called Teesta-Oya with investments from Asian Genco. The company offered a 26% stake to the state government in July 2012. Asian Genco, which has investments in a few Indian power generation assets, has been looking to exit Teesta-Oya. It had raised about $425 million in 2010 from several private equity firms. The investor group included Morgan Stanley Infrastructure Partners, Norwest Venture Partners, General Atlantic, Goldman Sachs, and Everstone Capital. In 2014, Asian Genco and No. 39's main promoter, Vijay Kumar TV, filed a police complaint after relations with P Funds reportedly soured as investors were unhappy over the delay in the start of the projects including Teesta, according to a Business Standard report at the time. In the same year, the state government said it was ready to buy out the P firms after the investors complained to the center about cost overruns at the project, according to media reports. And NBSP. The project, consisting of 6 units of 200 megawatts each, finally started in February 2017, much behind the 2013 schedule. Despite becoming fully operational, the project has been dogged by issues such as lack of adequate transmission infrastructure, cost overruns and the sale of power at a discounted rate on the open market. The Teesta deal comes even as Greenko has been looking to ramp up capacity. In August, VC Circle had detailed how the renewable energy major had raised more than $2.6 billion via bond sales and equity capital. And NBSP. The VC Circle report had noted how Grenco and Squo's two sovereign fund backers and Jik and Adia and had injected $2.2 billion into the company. While Jik owns two-thirds of the company and Adia holds a 16% stake, founders Mahesh Kohli and Anil Kumar Chalamalasetty own less than a fifth. In July, Jik and Adia said they would infuse $329 million more into the company, after committing $495 million barely a month before. Grenco is the most funded renewable energy company in India, outpacing the likes of Renew Power Limited and NBSP. The company has been on an expansion spree, setting up new capacities and acquiring existing assets. It used part of the equity capital it raised for capacity expansion and acquisitions. In June last year, it said that it would use the $495 million it was raising from Jik and Adia to build two hydro storage projects of 1.2 gigawatt each. Grenco is likely to spend a combined $2 billion on these projects, Fitch Ratings had said in a report in August last year. These two projects, in conjunction with solar and wind power plants, will take Grenco and Squo's installed capacity to 6.5 gigawatts from 4.1 gigawatts, perhaps making it the largest renewable energy company in India, the VC Circle report had noted. Insofar as merger and acquisition deals go, Grenco has acquired assets from several peers including Suzlon, SunEdison, and Lanco Hydropower. In all, FKEG, the research arm of Mosaic Digital, shows that the company and Squo, SM and AMP, deals have been of the order of $1.9 billion. In October 2018 alone, Grenco struck two of its biggest acquisitions, buying Orange Renewable Holdings Private Limited from Singapore and Squo's at Capital Group and Skerion from beleaguered wind power company Suzlon Energy Limited 2 years before. It had acquired the India renewable energy business of US-based SunEdison, adding 1.5 gigawatts to its portfolio. And NBSP,